You there, Timothy?
Timothy? My name isn't Timothy. You've got the wrong person, I tell Andrea. My heart settles down, even though I feel for this Timothy person. I truly do. My name is Mateo. I got the name from my father, and he wants me to pass it down eventually. Now I can, if having a kid is a thing that happens for me. Computer keys are tapping on her end, probably correcting the entry or something in her database. Oh, apologies. Timothy is the gentleman I just got off the phone with. He didn't take the news very well, poor thing. You're Mateo Torres, right? And just like that, my last hope is obliterated. Mateo, kindly confirm this is indeed you. I'm afraid I have many other calls to make tonight. I always imagined my herald, their official name, not mine, would sound sympathetic and ease me into this news. Maybe even harp on how it's especially tragic because I'm so young. To be honest, I would have been okay with her being chipper, telling me how I should have fun and make the most of the day since I at least know what's going to happen. That way I'm not stuck at home starting 1,000-piece puzzles I'll never finish or masturbating because sex with an actual person scares me. This herald makes me feel like I should stop wasting her time because, unlike me, she has so much of it. Okay, Mateo's me. I'm Mateo. Mateo, I regret to inform you that sometime in the next 24 hours you'll be meeting an untimely death. And while there isn't anything we can do to suspend that, you still have a chance to live. The herald goes on about how life isn't always fair. Then lists some events I could participate in today. I shouldn't be mad at her, but it's obvious she's bored reciting these lines that have been burned into her memory from telling hundreds, maybe thousands, about how they'll soon be dead. She has no sympathy to offer me. She's probably filing her nails or playing tic-tac-toe against herself as she talks to me. On countdowners, Deckers post entries about everything from their phone call to how they're spending their end day. It's basically Twitter for Deckers. I've read tons of feeds where Deckers admitted to asking their heralds how they would die, but it's basic knowledge that those specifics aren't available to anyone. Not even former President Reynolds, who tried to hide from death in an underground bunker 4 years ago and was assassinated by one of his own Secret Service agents. Deathcast can only provide a date for when someone is going to die, but not the exact minute or how it'll happen. Do you understand all of this?
Yeah.
Log on to deathcast.com and fill out any special requests you may have for your funeral, in addition to the inscription you'd like engraved on your headstone. Or perhaps you would like to be cremated, in which case...
I've only ever been to one funeral. My grandmother died when I was 7, and at her funeral I threw a tantrum because she wasn't waking up. Fast forward 5 years when Deathcast came into the picture, and suddenly everyone was awake at their own funerals. Having the chance to say goodbye before you die is an incredible opportunity, but isn't that time better spent actually living? Maybe I would feel differently if I could count on people showing up to my funeral. If I had more friends than I do fingers.
And Timothy, on behalf of everyone here at Deathcast, we are so sorry to lose you. Live this day to the fullest, okay?
I'm Mateo.
Sorry about that, Mateo. I'm mortified. It's been a long day, and these calls can be so stressful, and...
I hang up, which is rude, I know. But I can't listen to someone tell me what a stressful day she's been having when I might drop dead in the next hour or even the next 10 minutes. I could choke on a cough drop. I could leave my apartment to do something with myself and fall down the stairs and snap my neck before I even make it outside. Someone could break in and murder me. The only thing I can confidently rule out is dying of old age. I sink to the floor on my knees. It's all ending today, and there is absolutely nothing I can do about it. I can't journey across dragon-infested lands to retrieve scepters that can halt death. I can't hop onto a flying carpet in search of a genie to grant my wish for a full and simple life. I could maybe find some mad scientist to cryogenically freeze me, but
Chances are I'd...